5 away from 7.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
New research shows that businesses are losing faith in the Commerce Commission. The New Zealand Initiative has surveyed a number of businesses and found that fewer than 30% of them thought that the Commission was meeting the required standard. New Zealand Initiative Chair Roger Partridge conducted the survey. He's with us now. Hi, Roger.
Yeah, hi, Heather.
Why is the ComCom so poorly regarded?
Well, I think it all comes down to the Commerce Commission's governance structures. It lacks the checks and balances to make sure that it's exercising its powers wisely and effectively and efficiently. Its governance structure is a bit of a relic from the past. It's the same governance structure that the old Securities Commission had. Mm-hmm. It was thrown out after the GFC when the decision-making of the Securities Commission was called into question and amid the finance company collapse. And out of the ashes of the Securities Commission, we got the Financial Markets Authority with a board governance structure. And what that does is separates the governance role from the executive regulatory decision-making function. So you get some internal oversight. Whereas with the Commerce Commission, the commissioners are both the key decision-makers and they're the governors, so they're left holding themselves to account.
And just because the governance... Sorry, carry on.
Well, two things happen then. It's hard for them to hold themselves to account, and it's also hard to attract top-quality candidates because it's more of a full-time role than a part-time governance role. And so when the FMA was reformed, all of a sudden we saw the FMA board full of people with current markets expertise, the dream board, whereas you wouldn't have said that about the former Securities Commission.
Now, just because the governance structure isn't ideal doesn't necessarily mean that the decisions are bad. Are you saying their decisions are bad?
Yes. We surveyed New Zealand's top 200 businesses. We got the most number of responses for the Commerce Commission. We asked them to rate the three regulators that had the biggest influence on their businesses against 23 key performance indicators ranging from clarity of objectives, the predictability and consistency of their decision-making, their commercial expertise, learning from mistakes, and so on. And the Commerce Commission's results were woeful. Compared with the FMA and the Reserve Bank, we're about 58 or 60%, high 50s, low 60s, agreed or strongly agreed that those regulators met their KPIs. Only 29.9% of respondents thought that the Commerce Commission met the KPIs. And in anyone's book, that's a fail.
Mm. Now, the Commerce Commission reckons this data isn't significant because only 36 of the 200 businesses you surveyed responded to questions about the Commission. What do you say to that?
Well, firstly, we asked respondents to pick the three that had the biggest impact on their business. And of course, not every business has the Commerce Commission as its most significant regulator. Having said that, the Commission received the most ratings of any regulator. And if the Commission was standing in the shoes of the FMA, which only received half the number of ratings, but got a creditable 58% approval rating, I don't think the Commission would be saying you can't have regard to the high scores as we only got 20 ratings. The problem isn't the level of the Commission's ratings. It's not the survey responses. It's the level of the Commission's ratings.
Mm. Roger, thank you. I appreciate that. That's Roger Partridge, the chair of the New Zealand Initiative. It's 20 away from 7.